Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. On this week's episode, we head to Bristol Harbour in England's southwest. The setting served as a backdrop for protests in 2020, which saw the toppling of a statue of the prolific slave trader Edward Colston. But Perrow's Bridge, which spans the harbour, has its own tale to tell too. Here with more is Monocle's Lillian Fawcett.
Bristol's harbourside is the social heart of the city. By day, children swarm out of the Science Centre to gorge themselves at an all-you-can-eat restaurant. At night, adults stumble from after-work drinks at bars and clubs and across Perrow's Bridge, guided by pools of warm yellow light on its cobbles. The footbridge crosses the floating harbour, a waterway flanked by pedestrianised streets and sycamore trees. It's adorned with two horn-shaped sculptures, like enormous silver trumpets playing to the sky. They act as counterweights when the bridge's centre panel lifts to let passing boats through. Its metal railings are packed with hundreds of love locks, reminders of first love, enduring love and lost love, and a couple of rusted bike locks, whether evidence of hastily planned declarations of love or just someone having their bike nicked, it's difficult to say. The harbourside was also once Bristol's commercial heart.
Smaller vessels, if you can call ships up to 330 feet small, still follow the winding Avon up to the city of Bristol itself, as they did in the Middle Ages. And now, as then, they need one of the Bristol pilots, for the Bristol Channel has the second highest tidal range in the world, and the Avon's 7 miles of meander to the city.
The floating harbour was built in the 19th century to help city traders avoid the River Avon's huge tidal range. The tide would rise and fall by up to 12 metres, stranding ships packed with goods on the riverbed. Trade boomed in the 18th century, and Bristol's merchants poured their huge profits into the city. Their most lucrative activity, the transatlantic slave trade. Built in 1999, Perrow's Bridge is a permanent reminder to this history. Its namesake is Perrow Jones, the only enslaved person to live and die in the city. Another estimated 500,000 enslaved people were traded by Bristol merchants, mostly to the Caribbean. Slave ships once docked where Perrow's Bridge now stands. Tucked away at the bridge's western end is a small plaque, just below eye level, where it goes unnoticed by most passers-by. It reads, "This bridge is dedicated to the memory of Perrow Jones, an enslaved man of African origin who was brought from the Caribbean island of Nevis to Bristol in 1783. Many more reminders of Bristol's history are visible from Perrow's Bridge. To its north is an office block which was until recently called Colston Tower, one of many landmarks previously named after one of the city's most prolific slave traders, and in its shadow, the empty plinth where a statue of Edward Colston himself once stood. In June 2020, thousands of protesters flocked to central Bristol after the killing of George Floyd in the United States. Cries of celebration rang out from the crowd as the Colston statue was toppled, pulled from its plinth to come crashing onto the ground below. Protesters rolled the statue through the streets towards the harbourside. Colston was then dumped in the harbour where his slave ships once docked, with Perrow Jones Bridge as a backdrop. Covered in graffiti, Colston now lies in M-Shed, a local history museum just across the water from Perrow's Bridge. Some have called for the love locks on Perrow's Bridge to be removed, calling them an insult to his memory. Others want the plaque detailing his life to be more prominent. Colston's name has been all but wiped from Bristol's architecture. Perrow's Bridge is a poignant reminder not just of the man, but also of the change in the historic figures Bristolians are choosing to remember.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Lillian Fawcett for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.